This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah and His messenger. O you who believe, Have taqwa of Allah as He deserves you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it He created its mate, and from those two came many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one that you ask by His name, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives, and Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has certainly achieved the greatest success. To continue, the best speech is the Book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of matters in this religion are the newly introduced practices, and all of these newly introduced practices in the religion of Islam are innovations, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. My brothers in Islam, we have entered into the season of winter. Already in this city where we are, you can feel the cold. We even had snow a few days ago. You can see that the winter has come. And wallahi, many people don't appreciate the benefits and the blessings of the winter. And many of you will be surprised to hear what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to say about the winter. From the things that are said is the statement of Umar radiallahu an, that he said, "Ash-shita'u ghanimatul abidin." He said, "The winter is the prize of the worshippers. It's like a ghanima, like what you get from the war when you get the property and the wealth. You're getting this. It's a big opportunity. It's a big prize, this time of the winter." I want you to ask yourself the question, why do you think they used to love the winter so much? It's narrated in a hadith, and the hadith has some weakness in it, and some of the scholars authenticated it. الشِّتَاءُ رَبِيعُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that the winter is the spring of the believer. This is the best time of the believers. Why do you think that could be? It's cold, you know, you find it difficult outside, you find it hard when you wake up for Fajr. What is so amazing about the winter that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to praise it, and they used to love it, and they used to prefer it? And that also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in some of the hadith, he praised it. It is what is mentioned at the end of the hadith. طَالَ لَيْلُهُ فَقَامَهُ وَقَصَرُ نَهَارُهُ فَصَامَهُ. Because you can have a long night time, so you can easily pray the night prayer. And you can have a short daytime, so you can easily fast in the day. Subhanallah, many of us, our thinking is a thinking related to the dunya. We don't think about things from the point of view of ibadah, of worshipping Allah. Look at the blessing of the winter for the people who fast. I remember when I first became Muslim, Ramadan was in the winter. It was maybe December or January. It was so easy to fast. Now our Fajr Adhan is at 6:20 and our Maghrib is at 3:38. You have the shortest time, just a few hours. You can easily fast. But someone might say to me, but it's not Ramadan. But there is voluntary fasting. Siyam tatawwu', the voluntary fasting that you can do. It's so easy to do in these days. What about the other thing mentioned in the hadith? The nights are long. The night is very long. It gets dark by 4 o'clock here outside, it's dark. And the night continues until after 6 o'clock in the morning. Think of all the blessings you can get, all of the prayers you can do in the nighttime. And why I'm saying this to you is that many of us, we don't have the habit of praying in the night, and we don't have the habit of fasting outside Ramadan. Many of us, I'm not going to say everybody, because there's some people who do it, but many of us, maybe most of the people here, don't have the habit of fasting in the day outside Ramadan. They don't fast, and they don't have the habit of praying at night, meaning after Isha, that's it. They don't pray anymore after they pray their sunnah after Isha, that's it. They don't pray after that. This is the time to start. This is exactly the time. After the end of December, here in Gateshead, the time is going to get longer. It's going to start going longer again. Now in this 2-3 weeks, you have the best, easiest time to teach yourself to pray at night and to teach yourself to fast during the day. So this khutbah, we're going to talk about the virtues of praying at night, the virtues of fasting, the voluntary fasts, and how you can get started. Because this is the best time of year to get started with Qiyamul Layl, and it's the best time of year for you to fast if you are not used to fasting the voluntary fasts. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to say, Marhaban bishita, welcome to the winter. And all winter we welcome you. He said, Tanzilu fihi al-barakah. He used to say, the barakah comes in winter. Yatulu fihi al-laylu lil-qiyam. The night is long for praying, and the daytime is short lil-siyam. The daytime is short for fasting. And al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Ni'mu zamani al-mu'min al-shita. He said, the best time for the believer is the winter. Layluhu tawilun yaqumu. The night is long and it's easy for him to pray it. Wa naharuhu qasirun yasumu. And the daytime is short, so he can easily fast it. Let us start, my brothers, by talking just about one or two of the virtues of Qiyam al-Layl. I just want to tell you just a few. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He said they rise up from their side. They were lying down on their side and they stand up. And they start to pray to Allah and they make dua to Allah in fear and hope. And they spend out of what we have provided them. Then Allah said, nobody knows what we have given them from the pleasure of their eye as a reward for what they used to do. Meaning as a reward for their Qiyamul Layl and as a reward for their spending for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them things that they could not even imagine in Jannah. Things that they could not even think about. Things that will bring so much pleasure to them. Qurrata ayun. It will bring pleasure to their eyes because of what they used to do. And the two things that Allah mentioned that they used to do is they used to get up to pray at night and that they used to spend from what Allah provided for them. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah said that the people of taqwa, they are going to be in jannat, in gardens and springs. They're going to be taking what Allah has given them because of the good they used to do before. What's the first thing Allah mentioned that was the good thing they used to do before? كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَحْجَعُونَ. They only used to sleep a little bit at night. They used to spend a lot of their night praying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, as for the one who is standing throughout the night, making sujood and standing up, and he is fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of his Lord, say are those who know equal to those who don't know. Allah made the people who know, the people of ilm, they are the people who are standing in the prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, أفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل. The best prayer after the fard prayer is the nighttime prayer. The best prayer that you can pray is the nighttime prayer. And the nighttime prayer is a reason for you to enter Jannah with ease. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith, he said, أطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخل الجنة بسلام. He said, give food out to people in charity and keep ties with your relatives and pray at night when the people are sleeping and you will enter Jannah بسلام, safe, safety, happy, easy. You will go to Jannah with happiness, with safety. You will go to Jannah because they used to pray at night. So now we have heard of this, but there is one more thing that we have to mention. And perhaps if you say this is the best reason to pray at night, you will not be wrong. And that is an authentic hadith from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim and others, that he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ينزل ربنا تبارك وتعالى كل ليلة إلى السماء الدنيا حين يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر فيقول من يدعوني فأستجيب له ومن يسألني فأعطيه ومن يستغفرني فأغفر له. He said that our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes down to the lowest heavens when the last third of the night is left. When there is a third of the night left. And he says, who is there making dua to me so I will answer what he asked me for? Who is asking me for something, I will give him what he wants. Who is it who is asking my forgiveness, I will forgive him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Allah doesn't break His promise. Allah made a promise for the one praying قيام الليل in the last third of the night. And he's praying it in the last part of the night. The last third of the night. That Allah said, if they make dua to me, I'm gonna answer their dua. If they ask me for anything, I'm gonna give it to them. If they ask me to forgive them, I'm gonna forgive them. This is the time in which Allah descends to the lowest heaven. And it is a time of incredible barakah, so much good. Everything you want to achieve in your life, everything you hope for in the akhirah, you ask Allah at this time. So now I want to tell you, how can we achieve it? Because the reason I'm telling this to you, if I tell it to you in the summer, it's hard. But I'm telling it to you now at the time when the day is as short as it can be. How do you start? How do you start with this amazing thing? There are two options for you. I'm going to give you the best one first. Wake up a little bit before Fajr. Remember now, Fajr Adhan doesn't start until 6:20 here. Wake up at 6 o'clock. 10 minutes to 6. 5 past 6. Make your wudu, pray 2 raka'at. In this 2 raka'at, ask Allah whatever you want. Ask Allah for Jannah, ask Allah forgiveness, ask Allah to give you from the dunya and the akhirah. This is still in the time when Allah will answer your dua. Even if it is 20 minutes before Fajr. Just pray 2 raka'at. When you finish, if you didn't pray your witr, pray your witr. If you haven't prayed witr already. If you prayed witr after Isha, you don't pray witr twice in one night. Just let it be. But pray two raka'at. Tahajjud, Qiyam al-Layl. 5 minutes each raka'ah. If you're struggling to read from the Quran, take the mushaf in your hand and read from the mushaf while you're standing. This is the best prayer after the fard prayer. And it's so easy to do in the winter. It's very hard to do other times, but now it's very easy. Every one of us can wake up at 6 o'clock. It's not difficult, inshallah. In the second part of the khutbah, we're going to talk about short days for fasting and why and how we can fast in the short days that we have in this winter time. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we've been talking about the blessings of the winter time, and we said the reason the Sahaba, they saw that winter was a blessed time is because the nights are long and you can do a lot of ibadah in the night time. And the daytime is short, so it's easy for you to fast. They didn't look at the dunya, they didn't care if it was hot or if it was cold. But what they looked at was what they could get for the akhirah. We mentioned Qiyam al-Layl. We said for the one who wants to start, okay, the one who is doing it regularly, that's fine. But the one who wants to start, this is a good time to start. Start just 6 o'clock in the morning, 20 minutes. Then maybe you can make it 30 minutes. Then maybe you can make it 40 minutes until it becomes easy for you. And as the Fajr time starts to move back, you just move your alarm backwards. And inshallah, it's not difficult. Remember, in the summer, you were waking up what time? You were waking up 3 o'clock in the morning in the summer. So it's not difficult for you to wake up at 6 o'clock or 5:45 to get some of this reward. In the second part of the khutbah, I want to talk about fasting. Because the second benefit from the great benefits of the winter time is that you get the benefit of voluntary fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the benefit of the people who fast regularly. Allah azza wa jal mentioned, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Those people who fast from the men and the women. And they fast not just only the obligatory fast, the voluntary fast as well. And those people who guard their chastity from the men and the women. And those people who remember Allah much from the men and the women. Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great deal of reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink with pleasure because of what you did in the previous days. Mujahid rahimahullah, he said, نَزَلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةُ فِي الصَّائِمِينَ. He said, this ayah was revealed about the people who fast. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ أي مِنَ الصِّيَامِ. Eat and drink in pleasure out of what you used to do, meaning the fasting that you used to do. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us that whoever fasts a day, مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بَعَدَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. Whoever fasts one day for the sake of Allah, Allah will make his face away from the hellfire 70 years. Whoever fasts one day for Allah, Allah will make his face 70 years away from the hellfire. How easy is it now in the winter for you to fast just 2 days in the week, or 3 days in the month. Let's start with the easiest one. The easiest one is 3 days in the month. Which are the best 3 days to fast in the month? Ayyamul Bidh. What are Ayyamul Bidh? They are the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of the Hijri month. Not December, January, February. The 13th and the 14th and the 15th of the Hijri month. The days when the moon is full. 3 days. What do you get if you fast these 3 days? You get the reward of the whole month. Why? Because الْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. Every good deed comes with 10 times rewards. 10 times reward, you fast 3 days. 3 times 10, 30 days. You got the reward of 30 days fasting, you just fast 3 days in the month. If you want to do more than that, why don't you fast on the Monday and the Thursday? The Prophet ﷺ, he regularly, consistently fasted on a Monday and a Thursday. A Monday and a Thursday. He mentioned that the deeds are shown to Allah, and I love for my deeds to be shown to Allah when I'm fasting. Now, you can eat at 6 o'clock. You can eat at 10 past 6 here. And you can break your fast at 3:45 or 3:40. It's very, very easy, even for the people who were struggling in the summer. Some of the older people, they were telling us we couldn't fast Ramadan in the summer. But they can fast now. Maybe some people had some conditions, some problems, medical issues. They were struggling to fast in the summer. But now they can fast in the winter. The days are short. So they can make up what they missed if they were making them up. Some people, of course, they're not making them up because they are paying money instead. But the ones who are making them up, they can make it up now when it's short. Likewise, the ladies who have some fasting to make up from Ramadan, they can make it up now when the days are short. And you can also do your voluntary fasts. Just a Monday and a Thursday. You'll see so many benefits. The Prophet ﷺ described fasting as sawmu junnah. It's a shield for you. It's a shield for you. So many harms that are going to come to you, they get stopped by your fasting. So in this khutbah, we just briefly wanted to explain to you two things which are very, very beneficial about the winter time. Number one, it's very easy to fast, and it's not hot outside, it's not difficult to fast. And number two, it's very easy to start praying Qiyamul Layl. Of course, we wish that we will pray every night. We wish we will fast all the year round. But no doubt, all of us, we go through good times and bad times, ups and downs. Our iman goes up and down. But now is an excellent time for us to start. There is a beautiful hadith. And maybe I will just mention it very, very quickly. Why we should be doing these things. It's a hadith which Abi Huraira narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated it from Allah. And the part of the hadith that I want to focus on is the statement of Allah that the Prophet ﷺ narrated from him. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. There is nothing that is more beloved to Allah to come near to Allah with the fard. That's the best. Then Allah said, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. And my servant will keep on coming close to me with optional things, Qiyamul Layl, extra fasting, extra charity, extra reading of the Quran, until I will love him. This is how you get Allah to love you, by voluntary deeds. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَإِنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. He said that if I love my servant because of the optional deeds he's doing, then I am going to become the hearing that he hears with, and the sight that he sees with, and the hand that he strikes with, and the leg that he walks with. And if he asks me for anything, I'm going to give it to him. And if he seeks my protection, I'm going to give him my protection. So this is a reminder, first of all to me, and then to all of you, let's not waste the blessings of this short days and long nights in this season of winter. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق والأعمال لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي إليها معادنا وجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون